While Mexico's President Vicente Fox is here in Washington on a state visit, officials from both countries are discussing the war on drugs, in particular the shifting smuggling routes from Baja California. Seaborne drug smugglers headed for the United States increasingly use small fishing villages along Mexico's Baja California coast as refueling stops. Traffickers exchange illegal drugs for supplies as they travel north, causing new kinds of problems in those isolated, impoverished communities. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS in San Diego reports.
Here on the beaches of Laguna San Ignacio, fishermen bring ashore boxes of halibut, sea bass, and an occasional shark.
¿Qué tiene?
No mucho.
Uno. La ropa.
This fisherman's slim harvest will only fetch him a few dollars at a nearby processing plant where seafood is packed in ice and sent north. Most of the 500 people who live here make a meager living from fishing or from guiding tourists on whale-watching trips each winter. With its sparse population and 1,000-mile coastline, Baja California has become a major stopover for organized drug rings moving their product from Colombia to the United States. And as U.S. officials have worked to shut down aerial smuggling routes, traffickers now find easier going on the ocean. Residents say the influx of drugs has had a devastating effect. 20-year-old Daniel Aguilar dives for scallops and other shellfish in this vast saltwater estuary.
Los narcotraficantes que pasan sobre la costa en esas embarcaciones.
Drug smugglers who pass by the coast in boats come into the fishing camps and ask for gasoline in exchange for drugs. Many people are so scared that they give them gasoline without taking anything, but some take it and then use it.
Ruby Morena, a government social worker, moved to rural Laguna San Ignacio 2 years ago from the city of Ensenada, about 500 miles north of here. She says she sees the effects of drug trafficking every day. In the fishing camps, dealers drive late model cars and never seem to work.
Now you can see a lot of people using drugs here. In 2 years, you can see the big difference in the people. Very skinny, very dark.
20-year-old Jesus says he and his friends smoke vials of crack cocaine before a big dance or party, and then more the next day when they get up to go shellfishing. Jesus, a scuba diver, says when he's high, he feels his heart race underwater.
You smoke in the afternoon, and you don't sleep until the next afternoon. It's great.
Jesus says he's been using crack cocaine and methamphetamines, or chuki, for the past 2 years. Drug treatment isn't available in this part of Baja California. In fact, Laguna San Ignacio doesn't even have a medical clinic or running water. Local authorities appear more concerned about stopping the drugs than treating the addicts. Several weeks ago, they stopped a trailer load of marijuana. However, Morena says there's not much of a military presence, and she says when authorities do come, most people are too scared to tell them anything.
We don't have protection. It's not good that police here.
In Mexico, the army's in charge of stopping the flow of drugs. They get help from federal police and use roadblocks and ocean-going patrols to try to catch drug smugglers. But people here say the efforts don't work. Aguilar, the young fisherman, says drug traffickers hoodwink the officers manning the roadblocks.
Un carro por adelante de la troca que lo lleva.
A car goes in front of the truck with the drugs. If there are checkpoints, they radio back to the truck and tell them to go through backcountry to avoid it. That way they can go through thousands of stops.
And the local ocean patrol lacks the equipment to compete with the high-powered boats of the drug runners. Fishermen from the nearby village of Punta Abriojos recently had to rescue an ocean-going army patrol that had become stranded on a sandbar when the boat's engine died. The unit's three other patrol boats were out of commission, undergoing repairs on land. U.S. Drug Enforcement spokesman Don Thornhill says Mexico's Pacific coast has become ever more popular among smugglers. This year, the U.S. Coast Guard made three big seizures off Mexico, including the largest ever at sea.
Now we're seeing a phenomenal increase in maritime shipping. Just this year, 24 metric tons in 3 months of cocaine seized in the high seas, destined to Mexico, which obviously would find its way to the United States.
Mexico's President Vicente Fox has made fighting the illegal drug trade a goal of his administration. In recent months, the U.S. and Mexico have cooperated on several big busts. And in the past year, Mexican officials have arrested several members of the Arellano Félix drug cartel that controls drugs coming through Baja California. One has even been extradited to San Diego to face drug trafficking and money laundering charges. But for the people of Laguna San Ignacio, the drug trade and drug use already are poisoning their community. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Laguna San Ignacio, Mexico.